Now, if we walk onto Upper Mill Bridge and turn round, we'll have the Stone Mill in view. The Upper Mill's got their name from it.
But it isn't called the Stone Mill because stone was processed here. It's because the building was made of stone. It rests on stone foundations.
Isn't that Molitor's house next to it?
Oh, that and the rest. Almost the whole area belonged to Molitor. He couldn't own enough. And Molitor wasn't his real name either, Johannes. As was customary among the proud citizens of the 18th century, he had his name changed to the Latin version of it. He was actually called Miller. John Caspar Miller. But it does have an uncanny likeness, doesn't it? What was your surname again, Johannes?
Miller, of course. If only I were as wealthy as Molitor. Though I don't live far from here, actually. Over there on the other side of the bridge in the Student Halls of Residence, to be more precise. That building used to be a mill too. It was bought by the Joseph Foundation during the 1970s and converted into student accommodation. And we're completely self-sufficient in our production of electricity. But instead of a wooden mill wheel, we've got modern underwater turbines under the building.
And while we're talking about mill wheels, Johannes, our Molitor had a coat of arms mounted on the facade of his house.